Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Welcome one, welcome all. This is the Speak Your Success Podcast, and I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones, and today I'm going to come to you with the topic that I didn't necessarily want to do. However, it came to me this morning because I overslept. It came to me this morning because I was a victim of the snooze button this morning. Has anybody else been there? Can I get an amen, somebody? Because I know I'm not the only one who thinks they're the only one. And sometimes fights, getting up out of bed, fights leaving that warm spot. We're going to get into that a little bit later. But now we're going to go ahead and transition and get to the reviews of the week. And the first review was from Miss C. Loda. And it said, episode 64 was pretty inspirational. Your vulnerability about your current goals made you very relatable. Like student loan debt, bills, growing in your spirituality, in obtaining one's ideal profession, etc. That's something a millennial like myself can definitely relate to. Thanks for sharing. We appreciate you taking the time to spend your day with us, Miss C. Loda, or Miss Chica. And next, the review comes from Miss Truly Inspired. And she went on to write, amazing content. There's a lot of podcasts out there, but not all provide natural, pure energy with some good storytelling and lessons to be learned. I'm here for this. Keep me coming, JJ. I appreciate it. Truly Inspired. That really means a lot that you all are rocking with the Speak Your Success podcast. Because one thing that we always say is we're here for the application. We're here for the inspiration. But we most importantly want to make sure that we all grow together. Because that's the major focus. And that's where we ultimately want to be so that we can become our best selves throughout our journey, throughout our growth. And with that being said, now we're going to go ahead and get into today's topic. Stop oversleeping and underperforming. Man, this morning. Well, okay, let me rewind. Last night was dope. Out in Dallas, they had the Reel to Reel film series, I believe it was. It's sponsored by Gentleman's Jack and as well as Omari Harwick, I believe is the face of this movement. Had the opportunity to go to that last night. Pretty dope. Got to see some independent films being released, some short films. Saw a few friends that I know, saw a few friends out and about. And then I came home and I fell asleep, just like I typically do. But then this morning, when the sun wasn't even up yet, when the rays didn't hit my eyes, when it was still pitch black outside, my alarm went off at 3:55 as it always does. And I said, no. Snooze. Then I rolled back over and then my alarm went off once again. And I said, no. Snooze again. Then it got to the point where I rolled over and I later realized that now at this point, it was now 6:41. Friends, every Friday I attend the Toastmasters meeting, which begins at 6:45. And I was supposed to present this morning, which means that one, I definitely didn't make that presentation. Two, I allowed myself to oversleep. I allowed myself to take this L because I wasn't disciplined enough to get my butt out the bed and do what I signed up to do and follow through and just continuing to do what I said I was going to do. So this topic this morning, well, today, is inspired by my oversleep. It's inspired by the snooze button. It's sponsored by any alarm that you have, okay? And today we're talking about seven tricks to make yourself wake up and become your best self, because seven is the number of completion. So we're going to go ahead and get into it today. The first one I want to give you, the first trick is setting an alarm to wake up 1 minute earlier each day. Bear with me on this one, right? It can be so easy for us to hear somebody say, oh, I wake up at 4:00 in the morning. I wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning. I wake up at whatever a.m. in the morning. However, if you're used to waking up at 8 o'clock and then you say, I'm going to start waking up at 4, and you set your alarm for 4, that's going to be a real struggle trying to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Some might even call it unrealistic. However, if we just focus on setting our alarm 1 minute earlier every second day until the goal or desired goal is reached, then you'll be able to be successful. For example, let's say your current wake-up time is 6:30, right? But the goal is to be able to wake up at 5:45. So tomorrow you would set your clock for 6:29, 1 minute back. Then you would give yourself 2 days on 6:29. The next time you reset your alarm, it would be for 6:28. Then you let 2 more days pass, and then 6:27. Give yourself time to build the habit incrementally, little by little. Progress is better than perfection. And then in a month, before you even know it, you'll be waking up 15 minutes earlier. And this will be your norm. This will be your habit. So take time and allow yourself to progress into this habit successfully, a smoother transition, so that you can wake up earlier and so that you can become more effective. Number two, create peer pressure around you waking up on time. Let's say, for instance, that if there is a meeting with some individuals that you know you can benefit from, there's a meeting that you know you want to attend, or if you're in charge of setting the meeting time, set a meeting with other individuals that you know are early risers. They wake up before the rooster crows. These individuals are the people that say that they grind and they get after it and they do all these things. So therefore, let's give another example, a coaching call. For me, I typically hop on a coaching call at 3:55 in the morning because that's our G-Men call. This is Monday through Friday. We have a call every morning, about 30 minutes. So therefore, it encourages me to wake up in the morning. However, like I said, I slept in this morning, so I took that L. But this creates accountability. And biologically, studies have shown that, you know, when we have something important to do, our bodies naturally wake up at a certain time. That's crazy. Have you ever realized that? Sometimes you roll over and be like, am I late for the bus? Oh, did I miss it? Then you realize it's Saturday and you're like, oh man, I don't even have school today. It's just things like that. Once we allow ourselves to create accountability, we ask friends to text us, hey, if I'm not on the call, if it's a 4 o'clock call, you say, hey, I'm not on the call by 4 or 5. Give me a call. Shoot me a text to make sure that I wake up. When we create accountability, that helps us create discipline and that helps us get the desired result for our goals. Number three, manipulate the environment around you. When I was in high school at my dad's house, I would always set my alarm clock all the way across the room. And every time I woke up, it would always be freezing cold. It never failed. So I want you to think about how you can manipulate your environment around you. Maybe it's setting your phone or alarm clock all the way across the room. The floor was cold in my house. It was a wood floor. So I'd have to get out of my bed, that warm spot, and I have to walk on that cold wood floor about 4 or 5 steps and then press the snooze and then walk 4 or 5 steps back and then get back in bed. Typically around that time, I would say, oh, now I'm up. And I wouldn't be able to go back to sleep. So, I mean, there's different ways you can think about how to manipulate your environment. Maybe setting your phone in the bathroom, if the bathroom's near you. But as long as you don't set it in your bed, because once the alarm goes off, it's easy for you just to roll over and turn it off. That's what I did this morning, and that's why I didn't wake up this morning. Some people even go as far as to say maybe setting your coffee for a time to where it will begin to prep and begin to boil and begin to make your coffee, and then when it is done, then you know it's time for you to wake up. Some people like me don't drink coffee, so therefore that wouldn't work for me. However, figure out a way to where you can manipulate your environment. Number four, we have to adjust, or we have to make the adjustment and then put forth added effort. For instance, like this morning, I realized I didn't wake up on time. I asked myself, what caused me to fail? One, I had my phone in my bed. Two, I allowed myself to only set one alarm, which sometimes I set multiple alarms. So therefore, they will go off even if I do snooze. The first one doesn't catch me, the second one will. Just things to think about. The second question, what could I have done differently? One, I could have went to bed earlier. That's a no-brainer. And I also could have not hung out as late last night, knowing it's a weeknight, as we used to say when I was in middle school, knowing it's a school night. And then we begin to look at what steps have I already taken? Okay, so we say, okay, well, I've done this before. When I set my phone across the room, that was effective. When I set my phone in the bathroom and put the alarm on, that was effective. So we began to think about what works for us. But lastly, we have to be honest with ourselves. If we can't be honest with ourselves, then we won't be able to make the adjustment, and then we won't be able to see the growth in our life. So that's what we have to do there, friends. Make the adjustment, implement it. Put forth the effort and put forth the action. Number five, give yourself an undeniable reason to wake up in the morning. For me, I wake up to do this podcast, but on Fridays, I drop the podcast at 12 p.m. However, some people, their why might be something else. Like I said, I do this podcast to drop it in power you all. Yay! Somebody might be working on a prescription drug that will help save the lives of many. Is there motivation in you waking up for that? It might be you going to a school doing a Big Brother, Big Sister program. Is there motivation in you to do that? Knowing that an individual you gave your word to is waiting for you, looking out for you, looking around the corner to see when you're coming, if you're coming, or if you're not coming. Is there motivation there for that? So just begin to find something that's an undeniable reason for you to wake up. Find that push. See what that is. Number six, we're talking about tracking your progress. Begin to set a goal for yourself waking up, and then mark the calendar every day that you wake up at that desired time. You know, there's a comedian, if you know the show Seinfeld, Jerry Seinfeld, right? He used to mark on the calendar. He would put an X every day because he wanted to write a joke every day. This created accountability for him. And after a few days of consistently doing this, he began to see the X's begin to stack up. And then he started to see that the habit stuck. He was getting the consistency. And he was feeling encouraged about it. He began to push through because he started to see all the X's on the calendar. Put a red X. This way, this motivates you. This drives you. And with the calendar being in plain sight, like for me, I have my calendar at the foot of my bed. So I see it right when I wake up. Then you're driven now to chase that X. And you're creating consistency, which allows you to get your desired result for your goals. This is huge. And number seven, because like I said before, seven is the number of completion. We have to understand the power of our words. Begin to affirm yourself waking up early. I believe it was the last episode or a few episodes before, we talked a little bit about the self-fulfilling prophecy. And the self-fulfilling prophecy allows us to become what we hear other people say about us. It allows us to become the things that we say over ourselves. So therefore, if you begin to affirm yourself saying, I am a morning person. We don't do no more of that. I'm not a morning person. Oh, no, I don't like waking up in the morning. We're time out for that. We don't have time for that no more. We're grown. And if you want to be effective, you want to be efficient, then you got to do what you got to do. For some people, you might say, John, I don't want to wake up early in the morning. Well, don't. Some of you might stay up late at night. Whatever works best for you. I know this. I've seen results and I've seen fruit from me waking up earlier because I feel like I have more time to accomplish more things. However, I want us now to begin to affirm ourselves. If you're wanting to try this out, I want you to begin to affirm yourself. Say, you know what, man, I am a morning person. You know what, I can get so much done if I wake up earlier. Let me just push myself and let me try something different. Let me see if I can be disciplined enough to create the habit to wake up earlier. Instead of talking about yourself, instead of allowing those negative thoughts to seep in, instead of those people who are around you saying you're crazy for waking up early because they sleep in, don't allow yourself to be self-sabotaged. Don't do that to your efforts. Allow your efforts to go forth, allow them to prosper, and allow yourself to create the level of success that you desire for your own life. Friends, so that was the seven tricks to waking up early and becoming your best and most effective and efficient self. We want you to implement these steps. Let us know how they worked out for you. If they did, if they didn't, tweet us at SYS Podcast 1. You can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter with that same handle, or use the hashtag SYSP. And even tag us in your IG stories. If you're listening, tag us. We're definitely wanting to shout you out. Of course, we want to show the love to the faithful supporters because without you all, there is no Speak Your Success podcast. So thank you all for all the love and support that you've shown thus far, for tweeting us, for shouting us out on IG, everything that you do, we love you all. Now let's go ahead and talk about what are you listening to? In this segment, we just unpack a few podcasts that I've taken the time and been checking out over the week, just enjoying, gaining value, and also had the opportunity to connect with, I believe it was Miss Whitney. Yes, ma'am, it was Miss Whitney with the Pink Lemonade podcast. Her podcast is pretty legit. She gives gems. She drops bars. She does it all on the Pink Lemonade podcast. So I wanted to shout her out because she said she really enjoys this segment because she says she feels that she really gained something from this segment. She's able to connect with other podcasts and also hear their insights and see what's working for them. Okay, here we go. So the first podcast that we were checking out this week, this podcast is put on by Podcast Movement. Shameless plug to them. They'll be doing a conference in Philly, July 23rd through the 26th. I will be in attendance. And if you're going, I would love to connect with you because it's going to be a great event. I looked at the schedule for the speakers. I looked at the schedule for the sessions. It's so much content. It's going to be so good, so enjoyable. So after I registered for that, I began to listen to a few of the podcasts that they have. I listened to episode 18, which is entitled Rabid Fans, Funding, and Money. This is for those podcasters who are looking to monetize their podcast. This is for the podcasters who are looking to figure out different ways that they can branch out with their podcast. It's probably about a 45-minute podcast, but there is great application content here on how you can grow your podcast, how you potentially could get your podcast funded, sponsored, all those great things. So I would encourage you to check that out. And also, I then listened to episode 19 because episode 18 was so great, a lot of added value. Episode 19 is entitled Brutal Honest Storytelling by Sean Kaysen. And I really enjoyed that one, just hearing him share his story. And any of you who know me personally or, you know, you have listened to the podcast or seen any of my presentations, I love storytelling. Storytelling is where you really connect with the audience and you help individuals connect with you on a real level. And then you build something deeper than just giving someone a presentation or giving somebody a great pep talk. So I would encourage you to check out those two. They have a lot of other great podcasts. And if you're interested in podcasting, I would encourage you to definitely go to the conference because it's going to be L-I capital T lit. And next, we also we're going on a binge this week of listening to a few podcasts. Also, I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts. This is a Dallas podcast, and it's entitled Don't Take It Personal with Jay Will and Hollywood Cass. And these gentlemen here always bring the funk. They always bring the entertainment. They always have you rolling, as well as breaking down music like I've never heard anybody break down music before. You would think they're professors when it comes to music, just how much they know about music, just as much as they know about the craft, and then also the culture. I listened to episode 27 where they had on the young ladies from Charm School. They talked about online dating. They talked about chivalry. Is it dead? They talked about what should expectations look like. It was really great and amazing content there. Shout out to the ladies of the Charm School, Miss Crystal, as well as Miss Kimmy. And then episode 28 as well. I began to listen to episode 28 where a rapper by the name of Star, as well as Saint Ro, they were on the podcast. They began to talk about the Pusha T and the Drake beef. And if you're into rap, if you're into just the culture and what that looks like, I would encourage you definitely to check out Don't Take It Personal because they have some great guests that they bring on, some comedians sometimes, some very high-profile guests. And they always never disappoint. Solid content as always. So Jay Will, Hollywood Cast, keep doing what you're doing. I love the show. And I'm definitely continuing to listen to you all and following in your journey. And now it's time to give it up for Mr. Randy Watson. Randy Watson, yes. Okay. If you don't watch, if you haven't seen Coming to America, I'm sorry. You will not get that joke. If you do or know anything about Coming to America, you'll be able to appreciate that joke. Moving on, it's time for the Winner's Circle of the Week. It's time for the Winner's Circle of the Week. Cue the trumpets, please. And now this Winner's Circle of the Week, I've known this gentleman for some time now. I had the pleasure of purchasing his book when he first dropped it. And I've seen him take this book from him first producing many tracks because I go way back. I probably go back to 2010 with this gentleman. And I used to do the, not A&R, but I was a social media manager for Now Music Group. And this was a local independent record label. And during this time, I had two good friends by the name of Vernon Wright, a.k.a. V.A. the Gray, or now Vince Verg, as well as Adrian McDuff, whose rapper name was Yo McDuff. And these gentlemen were able to receive a track that was produced by J. Rhodes. J. Rhodes is a Dallas native. He is an award-winning producer, award-winning author. He's produced tracks for some of your favorite artists, Lecrae, The Game, Talib Kweli, Royce da 5'9", Rick Ross, Black Thought, Slim Thug, Absol. The list goes on and on and on and on. He always leaves his remnants on all these tracks. J. Rhodes is a producer extraordinaire. Man, he's done some great things in Dallas. As well, as I said, he's put out a book entitled These Beats Ain't Free. And I bought the book, definitely got his shirt as well. He's doing some awesome things. And he is your winner circle of the week. Cue the applause, please. Let's talk about J. Rhodes a little bit more. So last night when I was attending the event, the Reel to Reel, presented by Gentleman's Jack, J. Rhodes produced a silent film at that event. I had no idea that his silent film was going to be there, but it was These Beats Ain't Free, a silent production. Man, it was dope. Because, you know, silent films, I've never really been a fan because I can't say I've watched many. However, just hearing him unpack his thoughts and hearing him share the concept of him as well as Corey, who produced the film and put it together, did the cues, they did it all, A to Z. It was really dope. I really enjoyed it. Of all the films, they had great producers in the room. They had great artists and entertainers in the room last night. But I just have to commend J. Rhodes because seeing him take his goal, take his dream, take his vision, and take this journey just ultimately, man, to the moon and back. Man, J. Rhodes, keep doing your thing, man. Keep rocking the Chucks. I know that's your thing. Keep rocking the Chucks, man, and keep staying true to who you are and just the individual that you are. Because there's one thing I never forgot you told me. You said, man, no matter how far you get, no matter where you go, you said always find a way to give back. I remember you told me that, man, and I appreciate that because I think that's so true. And because there comes a point where sometimes we reach a certain level of success where we don't want to give back. Or there can be a point where we reach a certain level of success where we forget where we came from, where we forget those who put on for us. We forget those who made the sacrifices for us. We forget those people who are in the shadows. They might not be in the spotlight. However, they might have bought us lunch one day when we didn't have anything to eat. They might have clothed us when we didn't have any clothes. Come on, somebody. We can't forget who those people are that put us in the place that we have to now share our voice, share our message, whatever that might be. So J. Rhodes, once again, brother, can we celebrate J. Rhodes? Friends, now this really wraps us up. We want to make sure to encourage you to listen to us on Spotify, listen to us on iTunes, listen to us on Google Play, or you can just go to jonathanjonespeaks.com/podcast, and we have all the episodes there. However, we love the support, and if you'd like to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, SYS Podcast 1 is the handle. Definitely connect with us, tweet us, follow us. We will tweet you back. We would definitely love to connect with you, love to hear more about you, love to hear what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, where we can improve, etc., etc., etc. And lastly, friends, I just want to encourage you. If you're looking for a speaker or you're looking to bring me out for whatever reason to do a workshop, to work with your young men, to work with your students, to do pep rallies, you're looking for somebody to MC, be sure to visit jonathanjonespeaks.com/booking. And I would love to hear about your event. I would love to connect with you. And I would love to empower your audience because millennials and students is my niche. And that's who I love pouring into. Because there's so much value there and so much opportunity. And friends, we're going to go ahead and close it out. I'm clocking out because it's time. This is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue, please continue, to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other people.